Dr. Pinsky dictating a male IMA on Marcus Bush, B-U-S-C-H. Marcus Bush is a 32-year-old male who reports he injured his lower back at work on 5-18-22. Apparently he was selecting orders and was under the pick slot in the second section. Apparently he was tugging for a case and slipped and turned to brace himself from falling and felt a shooting pain in his left leg and back as he stood up. Apparently he was seen it in Spirit emergency room the same day. Apparently he had further evaluation leading to he understands to be a final diagnosis of lumbar radiculopathy. Apparently he did accept 2 injections to the back, but no surgery. Pretty has completed his course of active care. Period. In paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Bush alleged he was pulling a case out of a pallet at an awkward angle on 5-18-22 and injured his lumbar spine with radiculopathy. Period. Medical records show he was seen at WorkNet on 5-24-22. Stating he had a back injury secondary to lifting a heavy case from the pallet while turning to the side. Apparently his pain level was 10/10. Apparently 4 days after this occurred, he went to the emergency room where lumbar x-rays showed no fractures. Apparently he was also provided with a prescription for methocarbamol and naproxen. Apparently WorkNet reviewed the records from the emergency room. Apparently he denied any numbness, paresthesia, loss of bowel and bladder control, comma, saddle anesthesia, or pain elsewhere. Period, however, both his legs felt weak. Period. He was examined and had negative straight leg raising. Reverse. Period. Low extremity strength was 5/5 bilaterally. Period, he had intact reflexes. Period. The physician assistant diagnosed lumbar strain and placed him on modified duty. Period, recommended continuing the medications and participate in physical therapy. Period. He followed up over the next few weeks but remained symptomatic. Period. On 6/23/22, he underwent an MRI to be inserted here. These results were reviewed with him on 6/27/22. Period. They noted it showed disc degeneration and disc protrusion at L5-S1. Period. He was referred to an orthopedic doctor for further evaluation and treatment. Period. The paragraph on 7/15/22, Dr. Mitchell performed a neurosurgical consultation. He elicited a detailed medical history and occupational history. Period. He also noted his course of treatment to date. Period. Physical exam was also done and found negative straight leg raising and Romberg Lieber's negative to Nelson Phelan's. Period. He had 5/5 muscle strength throughout and reflexes were 2/4. Period. Sensation was intact. Period. He also reviewed the lumbar MRI. Period. He was not yet at maximum medical improvement. Dr. Mitchell opined that degeneration is pre-existing, but he aggravated this condition. Period. As a result of this event, he sustained a lumbar sprain and strain with a radicular component. Period. He recommended treatment with a medrol dose pack. as well as flexion extension, x-rays of the lumbar spine, and EMG of the lower extremities. Great consideration would be given for injections with consultation by pain management. Period. New paragraph on 8/16/22. He was seen by pain specialist Dr. Paul. Period. He diagnosed lumbar sprain, common spondylosis with radiculopathy. Period. They discussed treatment options, including injection modalities. Period. On 8/23/22, Dr. Paul performed a lumbar epidural injection. Period. The petitioner continued to be seen by Dr. Paul through 9/15/22. Pretty had good relief with the initial left S1-S2 epidural injection, and then his symptoms started to return. Period. Dr. Mitchell recommended a repeat injection. Period. They agreed to pursue that course of treatment. Period. He followed up with Dr. Mitchell over the course of a few months. Period. In paragraph, the petitioner participated in a functional capacity evaluation on 12/20/22. Period. This deemed he performed the evaluation with maximum effort. Pretty was deemed capable of working in the medium physical demand category, but not the heavy category as per his submitted job description. Period. Dr. Mitchell saw him through 1/6/23. Period. At that time, he opined that he had no doubt the petitioner sustained a lumbosacral He had no doubt the petitioner was experiencing lumbosacral spine pain. Apparently, he does have right L5-S1 protrusion, but does not have right S1 radiculopathy. Apparently, he does not have electrodiagnostic support of radiculopathy. Apparently, he does not have instability or advanced isolated degenerative findings. Therefore, he was not a surgical candidate. Pretty was deemed to have reached a treatment plateau and maximum medical improvement. Period, he was discharged from care within the parameters set forth by the FCE. Period, he also noted the stress x-rays of the lumbar spine, failed to identify spondylolisthesis. Period, electrodiagnostic testing revealed peripheral neuropathy. Period, he has motor neuropathy in his left lower extremity. Period, this is confirmed on his physical exam with the tenelles over the fibular head. Period, he believed the lower extremity complaints were peripheral in nature and not from the lumbosacral spine. Period, that was the rationale behind the electrodiagnostic testing. Period, this is further supported by the limited, if any, relief he had received with the epidural steroid injections. Period, therefore, he did not believe the lumbosacral pain is the etiology for his lower extremity complaints. Period. He had minimal degenerative findings at L5-S1, manifested by decreased water content. Period, disc height had been preserved. Period, therefore, they were discussing minimal degeneration at L5-S1 in a 31-year-old male. Period, would not recommend lumbar fusion for these complaints. appeared he had already discussed this possibility with his family and would not pursue surgery anyway. Appeared Dr. Mitchell did not think this. Scratch that. Dr. Mitchell thought there was a limited chance of obtaining meaningful improvement, and the risk of surgery would not be warranted. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper normal, extremities lower normal, cervical normal, thoracic normal, lumbar sacral normal. He was highly flexible throughout the spine. Period. New paragraph. He provided us with paper copies of the lumbar x-rays he had on 11-4-22. Period. As Dr. Mitchell noted, there was no spondylolisthesis. Period. Disc bases were well preserved. Period. Impressions on 5-18-22, Marcus Bush injured his lower back at work, maneuvering a case out of a pallet from an awkward angle. Appeared he evidently was seen at the emergency room and then followed up at WorkNet. Period. They initiated him on conservative care for a diagnosis of a sprain. Appeared he eventually underwent a lumbar MRI. On 6-23-22, appeared to show disc degeneration and protrusion somewhat eccentric to the right at L5-S1. Appeared he also came into the neurosurgical care who noted he had mid-thoracic pain and left lower extremity pain. Period. He did undergo two epidural injections from Dr. Paul without much relief. Period. He did have an EMG that did not identify any lumbosacral radiculopathy. Period. He participated in a functional capacity evaluation that deemed he was capable of working in the medium physical demand category. Dr. Mitchell released him from care within these parameters on a permanent basis. Period. In the paragraph, there is 3.5% permanent partial total disability referable to the lower back, regardless of cause. Period. A significant component of this assessment is attributable to the degenerative abnormalities detected radiographically. Period. End.